Congratulations are in order. Just made it through another week of work without my brother canning me. Who's up for a celebration? Hey, Helen, why don't you pop on your pink party dress? I'll grab my loincloth and we'll have a date that'll live in infamy.
A date?
That's right. You've seen him on TV. Now have one of your very own.
I can't, Brian. I have to practice.
Practice? Great. We'll have a scrimmage. I'll be shirts, you'll be skins.
I meant my cello. But besides that, I have this rule. I don't date pilots.
You gotta be kidding. Why?
Well, I've been around pilots all my life, and it's been my experience that they are arrogant, self-centered, and just too damn cocky.
Yeah, you'll break that rule for me, right, babe?
Was that you being charming, Brian? Because I guess I gagged and missed it.
Doesn't date pilots. That's why I became a pilot. Hey, Lowell, how about you and me going out and have a couple of beers, eh?
No, thanks. I gotta get home. Wife called. I got 2 inches of water in the living room.
Was your roof leaking?
No, it's the floor. I live on a boat.
Hey, Faye, how about you? Got any plans for tonight?
Oh, my, yes. This is the night I thaw out food for the weekend. I'll see you tomorrow.
Night, Haggard.
Night, Roy. Hey, Roy, how about you and me... Night, Roy.
Yo, Joey, quitting time. Say we go get a couple of beers and scope out the chickage.
Chickage?
Yeah, you know, chicks. Dames, babes, broads, skirts, honeys,
okay,
honeys.
I get it.
You sure? Because I know these 38 different euphemisms. More if you get into specific body parts.
You must be very proud.
I'll take a rain check. I gotta finish up here.
Come on, Joe. Let's go out. Let's have a good time.
Brian, I'm having a good time.
You're wiping oil off an engine cowling.
Look, remember when Dad gave you your first Schwinn?
Yo, Magic, heads up!
You loved that bike so much you slept with it. You couldn't stand being away from it. Well, that's how I feel about this. I mean, for God's sake, I got my own plane, Brian.
No, no offense, Joe, but this is the worst game of one-on-one I've ever played. Let's go find some women. You do date, don't you?
Of course I date. What do you think I am, a hermit? I went on a date just last... What month is this?
April.
April? Really? I gotta do something about this.
Attaboy, Joe.
Social life.
Well, it's a good thing I came back. What'd you do for fun while I was gone?
Actually, you being gone was pretty fun.
I know what I am going to do. I'm going to take it upon myself to find you the perfect woman. I'm going to make you my personal project.
No, not again. The last time you had a project, I had to go to court.
Oh, yeah. Thanks a lot, Mr. Witness, for the prosecution.
Brian, please. I can find my own dates.
Joe, you can't even play a game of one-on-one. How are you ever going to play a game of one-on-one?
Game to 11. $100.
I'd like to, but I got the whole gang waiting outside for me.
Can you tell me when the next flight from Boston arrives?
Yeah, there's an Aeromass flight due in soon. Are you meeting someone?
Oh, my son. He's in the Army.
Oh, how nice for you. My second husband, George, was in the Army. Or was that my first husband, George?
You had two husbands named George?
But, three, actually. Buried them all.
It's rather unusual.
Not really. Where I come from, we always bury our dead.
Thank you.
Joe? Hmm? You buried your father when he died, didn't you?
Yes. Why?
Just checking.
Joseph! It's the man I'm looking for. Last night, I found you the perfect woman.
Didn't you listen to a word I said?
Joe, I heard your words, but I also heard your cries for help, and I was moved.
Forget it, Brian. You wasted your time.
Joe, don't you even want to know who the date of your dreams is?
Ooh, I'm curious.
Her name is Cindy.
Well, that changes everything.
Cindy. Joe and Cindy. Cindy and Joe. I can see that on towels.
Joe, Cindy's a nice name. In my stewardess days, I once flew with a girl named Cindy. I'll never forget her. She spilled a bag of peanuts in a minister's lap, then made the mistake of going after them herself. It's now in the training manual under the heading, Don't Ever Do This.
Brian, I'm going to take a pass on Cindy.
No, Joe. I'll tell you straight. If you don't go out with Cindy, then her best friend Gail doesn't go out with me, and Gail is... All right. You remember that fantasy I've had since junior high?
You're kidding.
I swear. You found a 6-foot red-headed Oriental girl? And she could cook! Joe, God love her, she can cook!
Give it up, Brian. Joe has a policy of no blind dates.
What, more dating rules? What is it with you people? Joe, do you think that I would put you in the awkward position of dating a perfect stranger? Shame on you. That's why I have Cindy waiting right outside. She's what? Are you out of your mind? Can you believe this?
I can't even imagine it. A 6-foot redhead Oriental.
Cindy McGrath, Joe Hackett. Joe, Cindy.
Hi.
Hi.
So.
Boy, do I feel like a third wheel.
Brian tells me that you're a pilot, too. That's so exciting.
Brian's told me all about your name. So, what do you do?
Oh, I work down at the Bodri drugstore. Yeah, I'm the head of the cosmetics department.
Sounds fascinating.
Oh, it is. I mean, the right colors can just make such a difference. Well, take your face. Great bone structure, but I could do wonders with a little bronzer. You know, sort of a Julio Iglesias kind of a thing?
Thank you.
Do you have a little girl's room? I have this really awful feeling that my eyeshadow's wrong.
Yeah. Sure, it's right up the stairs there.
So, Joe, what do you think? Ow, ear, pain, hurts, hate that.
What did you get me into?
Oh, come on, Joe, it's not that big of a deal. Besides, she's kind of cute.
I specifically asked him not to do this.
It's one day out of your life, now go.
Well, you're right, she's not so bad, and I have a minute to get out. It's not exactly my type, but what the heck.
Hackett, from what I've heard about Cindy McGrath, she's pretty much everybody's type.
What do you mean?
Is that the Cindy McGrath that lives out on Medicate Road?
That's the one.
One what?
Joe, let me see if I can find the words to explain it. Nope.
Look, Hackett, Cindy's got a certain reputation. A lot of guys tend to drop by her place on weekends.
Are you telling me she's a pro?
Shh, Hackett. Relax. She's no professional, but she's unquestionably the island's ranking amateur. What is she doing here?
I hear she's dating Joe.
I'm not dating her, and I have no plans to. You knew about this, didn't you?
Yes, I did know about it, but she's trying to change. Gail asked me to try to find Cindy someone who was nice, dependable, a real gentleman. Excuse me, Joe, but I thought of you.
I'm back, Joe. Now. Isn't this better? My eyeshadow was completely wrong in me, a professional.
Whoops, I stand corrected.
Cindy. Brian shouldn't have... I just don't think we should.
You know all about me, right?
Well, some of the guys...
Yeah, it's okay. I'm used to it.
Look, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, me too. Well, thanks for not coming up with some stupid excuse. Believe me, I've heard some doozies. Well, I guess it's just not in the cards for me to go out with a nice guy.
Cindy, wait. I don't see why we couldn't go out to dinner sometime.
You don't have to do this.
No, really. I want to. Saturday night, okay? About 8 o'clock?
I'd like that. Thanks. So you'll call me?
Sure.
Great.
Here you go, Hackett. You're gonna need this.
What is it?
Cindy's telephone number. I found it carved on that post over there.
Hey, big guy. Don't let what those yahoos said about Cindy bother you. Tongues wag. What can you do?
Brian, come in here.
You're not going to do that ear thing again, are you?
Look, I said I'd take Cindy out, and I will. But you can't keep doing this to me. We're not kids anymore. I mean, I have a reputation on this island. I'm a businessman here. I'm not looking forward to walking down the street with Cindy and having people point at me.
Joe, you're overreacting. They're not going to be pointing at you. They're going to be pointing at her.
Just go away and leave me alone.
Have fun Saturday night.
Whoa. You're going to be there, aren't you? You and Cindy's friend. That was the deal, wasn't it?
No. The deal was that I find a date for Cindy, and I did.
Brian, you're forgetting. If I don't go out with Cindy, you don't go out with Gail. And I believe I feel a cold coming on.
God, you are manipulative.
I learned at the feet of the master.
Am I interrupting anything?
No, we're about done. Joe, you finished mocking the sanctity of brotherhood?
For now, but stay close.
Look, Joe, I know you're probably feeling uncomfortable about this, so I wanted to come in here and say this. I remember how much it used to hurt me when people referred to me as that fat girl with the cello. And then someone looked past my weight, they saw the real me, and it gave me the strength to just do something about it. So anyway, thanks to you, Cindy may not be called a tramp for the rest of her life. Anyway, I just wanted to come in here and say, nice going.
Oh, well, thanks.
And who knows, if Cindy decides to give up on this reforming thing, you might get lucky.
Oh, Joe, don't you look nice?
Oh, thank you, Faye.
Now, you and Cindy have fun tonight. I hope you remember to put a little something extra in your wallet.
Faye!
But it never hurts to have an extra $5 in case you have to grab a cab.
Oh, right.
Why, what did you think I meant?
Nothing.
Hey, Joe, word's out you're dating Cindy McGrath.
Who told you that?
Right over here.
Shoot me, Joe, it was a slow news day.
How many times do I have to tell you people I am not dating her?
Sure, right, Hackett. I know a guy who didn't date her last week. Twice.
Shut up, Roy. Say, Brian, do you and Gail want to come by and pick us up, or should we meet at the restaurant?
Whoops, that's tonight, isn't it? Joe, it's been a slight change of plans. Things didn't go so well with Gail. Apparently, I drank a lot more than I thought the other night, and Gail's hair is not red, she's not oriental, and she was standing on a bar stool, so all in all, I'd say Cindy's quite a catch.
If I'm going to suffer through this evening, you're going to suffer through it, too. Now, I don't care how you do it. I don't care where she comes from. I don't care if her name is Betty. She's made out of vinyl and has an air valve sticking out of her neck. You're going to fill up that fourth chair tonight.
Coffee, Brian?
Helen, what are you doing in an hour?
Nothing special.
Perfect.
No, forget it, Joe. She's got some insipid rule about dating pilots.
Okay, what's going on?
If Brian doesn't get a date tonight, I have to go out with Cindy alone. Now, I respect your principles, and I've always admired your integrity, but I'm asking you as a friend to put your rule aside and help me out.
Oh, that's lovely, Joe. I'm so choked up, I can barely get out the word no.
All right. If you won't do it for me, then do it for Cindy. Or maybe you've forgotten what you said in my office about helping her live down her reputation.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Oh, all right. I'll go. Why not? Looks like you and I are going to go out on a date after all.
And who knows? If things work out, you might get lucky.
You know, Helen, I was wondering, when we were younger, before I was a pilot, before you made that silly rule, why is it you and I never dated one another?
Well, for one, you're obnoxious.
Yeah. And you were, well, huge.
That's true. But I have gotten thinner. Oh, here they come. Hey, guys.
Hey. Cindy.
I'm sorry,
Joe, you want to go someplace else?
Is there any place else we could go?
New Hampshire.
This'll do. Cindy, meet Helen Chapel.
Hi.
Oh, hi.
Good to see you.
Nice to see you. Yeah, I remember you from the other day.
Uh-huh.
Hair, honey blonde, blush, dusty rose, and lip gloss, Tahitian sunrise, right?
That's right. How did you do that?
It's my business. Do you like this nail color?
Yes, that's nice.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about it.
Thanks. I tried about 14 different shades before I got it right. I'm pretty happy with it.
So are we.
Hey, Cindy. Hi. Remember me?
Gee, I don't think you do.
Jimmy. Remember? You know, I was going to call you, but I lost your number. How about giving it to me again?
Just
take a minute.
I'm sorry, Joe. I was afraid something like this would happen.
Look, Jimmy, we were just about to order here.
Okay?
Please, not now.
I'm going to call you this time. I promise. Come on, you remember all the fun we had out on Steve Wilson's boat? There was you, Steve, that big brunette.
Jimmy, I'm busy right now.
Yeah, but what was her name?
Oh, hey, maybe she doesn't remember, okay?
Are you her? No. So you don't know what she does or doesn't remember, am I right?
Anybody know what's in the Neptune's bounty?
Jimmy, why don't we talk some other time?
Great. How about later tonight?
Oh, hey, buddy.
Whoa. I'm not your buddy. I'm just trying to have a couple of laughs with the lady here.
Well, Cindy is with my brother Joe now. She doesn't laugh anymore.
Brian, maybe you should...
Yeah, Brian, maybe you should.
Okay, look, Jimmy. We're just trying to have a simple little dinner here.
Oh, really?
Really wish you wouldn't do that. Joe does not care for sarcasm.
Hey, Joe. If you got a problem, just speak up.
Oh, now you've done it. He hates that.
What?
I'm sorry, Joe. I didn't mean to cause
any
trouble.
Cindy, it's not about you. This is between Jimmy and Joe.
You know, Joe, I'm getting a little bit tired of your attitude.
I've hardly said a word.
Well, you better start talking, because this is not going well.
Okay, don't worry. I know how to handle this.
No.
Look, Jimmy, we've heard just about enough.
Okay, you guys, take it outside. Come on.
You?
Joe!
I'll take care of him.
You need help?
No, I think you've done just about enough.
Boy, trouble just seems to find that guy.
You know, until today, I never really noticed the family resemblance.
God, this is so embarrassing.
Oh, would you just forget it? The place was full of tourists. Nobody you know will ever hear about it.
Well, well. If it isn't the Spinks brothers. I better watch it. Word's out around town. You boys throw a mean nose.
Boston is now boarding.
Cindy, what are you doing here?
I'm leaving you, Joe.
Excuse me?
Let's not kid ourselves. We got in over our heads. And last night made me realize that with my reputation, I'll never make it here. Well, you know what I mean.
Cindy,
please. I know that it would kill you every time some guy looked at me the way guys look at me. So I've decided to move to Boston and get a fresh start. Be strong. Eventually you'll get over it.
Well, it won't be easy, but I'll try.
That's my Joe. Well, goodbye. And thanks again. You're the first guy who ever treated me like a lady. Don't do this, Joe. Just let me walk out of your life. I want to remember you the way you are right now. Well, maybe without the bandage. Okay?
Okay.
Joe, your life is here. And besides, long-distance relationships never work.
Cindy,
Joe, you're ripping my heart out. Don't do this. Don't follow me like this.
Cindy, I have to. I'm the pilot of your flight.
Oh.
Not exactly the end of Casablanca, was it?
You're watching Viewer Appreciation Summer on Nick at Night. But now, if you'll excuse me, I have to rotate the tires of Nick at Night viewer Buddy Dorman. Stay tuned.